Welcome back once again as Commodity Classic continues here in San Antonio. I'm Susan Littlefield with the American Ag Network in the booth with the folks at Farm Rescue and some exciting news, especially for folks in the state of Missouri. Tim Sullivan joins us now, Executive Director of Farm Rescue. Let's talk about what Missouri means to you guys and more importantly, what it means to those farmers.
You know, Susan, Missouri is important because it's just one more state that we can help more farmers that really could use our help. And that's the reason, actually, Missouri has been talked about for 4 years at Farm Rescue. And so it's taken a while to get the funding, to get the volunteers, to get the equipment. But a lot of planning has gone into that move. So we're going to be operating for fall harvest and haying operations after July 1st of this year.
Very exciting. Look at where you guys have come in 21 years.
Amazing. Yeah. You know, it's growth as we can, state by state, but it's all followed by the need. And so we're pushing forward with what we know we can do a good job at. And so it's well thought out and our heart's in the right place to do that.
What about volunteers? Do you need some help in that area in Missouri right now?
Absolutely. So anybody that's got operations experience with tractors, combines, of course, any type of farming background, that really is helpful. CDL drivers to move equipment, to move commodities, that is extremely helpful to us. So always those types of individuals can sign up at any point. It doesn't mean that you, when you call, you have to say yes. It just means you're on the list. And then we can go ahead and see if they can give us at least 7 days in a row to volunteer their time. And I guarantee it'll change our life.
You have so many moving stories, and folks need to go to the website, find out more information, find out all the areas that you cover at farmrescue.org. They're going to be moved, absolutely, when they see what's going on.
Yep, you're right. It is moving. We talk about it all the time and how we're just blown away by the acceptance of Farm Rescue in the states we're in. But, you know, where we started from in North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, that's still home for us, and people still understand we are there for them as well. We're not leaving them. We're just expanding upon what we've built.
So curiosity sometimes kills the cat, but what states are on your radar?
Well, right now, Missouri has been like 4 years in the making.
Right.
So we're taking a little break. It'll probably be a couple years before we make another announcement. We have to do a good job in the states we're already in before we can move on.
Again, volunteers you need. What about donations?
Always donations. You know, we just came off of a major fundraiser on February 12th with Giving Hearts Day out of Fargo, North Dakota. Last year we came in third, over 600 charities. This year, 650 charities. We came in third again with $1.2 million raised, a little over that.
That just gives me goosebumps.
Yeah. So you know we're being supported. That's individual donations that are coming in. People know what we do and they want to help us do more.
Well, congratulations on Missouri. And again, go to farmrescue.org for more information. Thanks, Tim.
Thank you very much.
Tim Sullivan joining us here at Commodity Classic. I'm Susan Littlefield reporting.